This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. The Winter Olympics are wrapping up this weekend. And if you've been keeping up with the races this week, it seems more of the events are becoming photo finish races. How do athletes train for competitions that are determined by a hundredth of a second? Alexa Lim went to visit a high-tech training facility in Park City, Utah. She's here to tell us about it. Welcome.
Hi, Abra.
So tell us about this facility. Where was it? Where did you go?
So we went to Park City to the Center of Excellence, which is a great name. And it's the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Association's training facility. So all of the Nordic and Alpine skiers go through this place. And when you get there, it looks like a big gym. And that's essentially what it is, except there's one difference. And the difference is that it's run by a former missile scientist.
A rocket scientist runs the gym.
A rocket scientist. And if you think about it, it kind of makes sense. I mean, these skiers are going down the hill 60 to 90 miles an hour. So they're kind of like, you know, human rockets.
Flying missiles themselves.
Exactly. They're flying missiles down the hill. So it makes sense. And this guy named Troy Flanagan, he's a physiologist who just happens to be a missile scientist. He kind of trains all of these skiers there. And his focus is about monitoring and precision. So everything there is closely monitored. Mm-hmm. And for example, you've seen athletes after a game or something, they go into a jacuzzi to recover, kind of recover their sore muscles. But their jacuzzi, they're not going to waste any precious time. It actually has a treadmill in the shallow end.
Is it underwater?
Underwater.
Is it a treadmill?
There's a treadmill. So, you know, while they're relaxing and recovering, they're also running on the treadmill. But that's not it. That's not the end of it. They actually have a video camera there, too, as well. So they can kind of see how their legs are recovering.
And so this rocket scientist is wasting no time. Every second that you're there, he's collecting data on you.
Exactly. Right when you walk in.
All right. Let's listen to your visit to that training facility.
This year at Sochi, the difference between gold and silver in the men's downhill skiing was just 0.06 of a second. That's actually faster than the blink of an eye. If you want to get faster and knock off a few hundredths of a second, you might want to visit Troy Flanagan.
So we're all trying to find better ways to prepare athletes, whether it's through training or diet or technology or basic skill development on the hill. We're always trying to get a competitive advantage. I am the High Performance Director with the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Association. I've been here for 7 years, working behind the scenes to prepare the athletes for the Olympics.
So right now we're at the Center of Excellence. It's the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Association's training center in Park City, Utah.
We have a nutrition area, we have a sports medicine area, we have a ramps and tramps area where they fly.
Yeah, it's Disneyland for us.
And around here, Troy's known as the rocket scientist. And that's not just a nickname. He's actually a rocket scientist and a physiologist. So how does a former missile scientist make athletes faster? That's what we came here to find out. First stop on the tour is a treadmill at the back of the gym. But it's not your everyday machine. This thing is huge. It's 15 feet long and 10 feet wide. And it's also got all this plastic tubing running all around it, connected to 3 large weather balloons, a couple of silver gas tanks, and a breathing mask.
We do a couple of interesting things here, is that we change the air that they breathe in, and we fill these bags here. These are weather balloons. We fill these with different gas mixtures so that we can alter the altitude that they're competing at, or they're testing at in this case. So we're set to pure oxygen here, right?
Yeah. And I could turn the pumps on.
A little noisy. So the altitude here is 6,500 feet. If we want to take them to sea level, we just fill it with oxygen. And basically they're at the beach in California doing a workout. Or we can add nitrogen to it and take them up in elevation. We can even dial in the Olympic course.
Now I know what you're thinking. Elite athletes train at high altitudes to push themselves. So why would you drop them back to sea level?
It's hard work just to do an easy workout here at high altitude. And so by artificially taking them to sea level, they're able to do a lot better recovery workouts in between their hard sessions.
Right across from the treadmill, there's a medical center. And Chad Gerhardt, who's the lab manager, he's taking the hemoglobin levels of a trainer.
Finger up when you're ready. Okay. Oxygen, take that.
Since Vancouver, we've been doing a new test to actually measure the hemoglobin levels in the body.
The more hemoglobin you have in your body, the more oxygen you can carry in your blood, which means better endurance during a competition.
International standard athletes will have about 1.5 kilograms of hemoglobin in their body. And if you have that much, you're going to win something really big.
But monitoring the athlete's physiology is half of the job. You remember Troy's nickname, right? The rocket scientist? Well, he's using his expertise designing missiles to make faster ski suits.
So this is a bag of suit materials. Here we have a very smooth piece of fabric. You can feel kind of, it's almost like shark skin. And here we have one that has very fine lines driven into it. Here we have thicker lines that are on an angle. And here we have the other end of the extreme, which is corduroy.
He's looking for just the right material to direct airflow and reduce aerodynamic drag on the suit. Once he's picked out the fabric, he scans the athlete's body in 3D to get the perfect fit. After 108 wind tunnel tests and 4 years of work, he's cut drag by 17%.
To the best of our knowledge, we've produced the most aerodynamic suit we've ever had. Whether that translates into a whole bunch of medals, we'll see. I normally can't watch when I'm at the Olympics. It's very hard to watch 4 years of work come down the hill in 2 minutes. It can go either way.
But there's a big difference between designing for missiles versus athletes.
The main difference is a brain attached. It'd be nice to just say, look, this is fast, everyone just wear it. You've got to get them wearing the suits and comfortable with the technology and believing in the technology.
When it comes down to it, the key to all of this technology is still the athlete.
Olympic gold medals are won with blood, sweat, and tears, and this stuff is icing on the cake.
Wow, Alexa, thank you. That was very interesting.
You're welcome.